This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excuse me as well, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's a new study out. They're looking at some things, and what they're doing is they're comparing in California. They're comparing repeat offenders who post bail with those who were let out with very low bail or no cost under zero bail policies. And they found out that the latter group reoffended more often, more quickly, and were accused of 200 times more violent crimes. This coming from Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Rizig. He said the impacts of zero bail on violent crimes are obvious and they're horrific. I mean, we have more people being shot at, stabbed, assaulted, robbed, beaten. These are real victims, and the numbers are staggering under zero bail. Now, this was an emergency zero bail rule that was put in at the height of the pandemic, and what it was meant to do was to minimize the jail crowding. And in a lot of cases, bail costs were dramatically reduced, often to nothing. And what that basically amounted to is if you got arrested for something, anything, then you basically be taken in out of the daylight, and then released. You didn't have to wait very long to get released, and it's having an impact, and crime is spiking right now. Crime is doubling, or I don't know exactly what the exact numbers work out to be, but some of the prosecutors in the state of California are now saying that it's a failed policy. And some of them are trying to get the data compiled so that lawmakers, and here's the thing, looking for lawmakers to make a difference in California is sort of silly. He wants to make it available to them to show them that this is not the answer to all of the problems in the criminal justice system. But it's just making things more dangerous. Now, prior to this study coming out, this particular DA, Rizig, he did an examination of crime in his county, Yolo County, and this time the analysis compared bailed out individuals with zero bail suspects as well. And it indicates, now he, in Yolo County, right, this is all based on what he found out, suspects released without bail were rearrested on 163% more charges than those who posted bail. And they reoffended 70% more often. And those reoffenses resulted in felony charges 90% more often. And they were accused of three times as many violent crimes. Well, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't they? See, if you get out there and you, there's no consequence for crime. I don't remember which Cheech and Chong movie it was, but like, they were making reference to how, and it was a joke in the movie, right? So, there's this marriage party, this is in the Chicano community of LA, and the marriage party needs to go to Mexico in order to, make it to the wedding, and so they turn themselves into immigration. They all get rounded up, and they all get put on the bus and everything, and Cheech is talking about how well this works out. He's like, hey, not only do they make it to the wedding on time, they even get fed lunch. It was a joke. The immigration of the time was a joke, and it was actually used to make things better for the ones that were violating. So here we look at this. This is a joke. three times as many violent crimes. No bail suspects, also on average, were arrested on new charges within 129 days, 56 days sooner than those who posted bail. And domestic violence suspects in particular also saw a shocking spike in recidivism. Of course they did. They're not, what are you doing with them? Where are they going to go? They're going to go home. And, you know, in a lot of cases, the victim of the domestic violence is still going to be home too. Rizik said every single individual in every case should be evaluated by a judge, an independent magistrate who can look at the person's criminal history, look at the facts of the current case, and make an informed decision about what their risk level is and what it's going to take to make sure that they don't go out and harm somebody again. That needs to happen in every case. Now, here's the problem with this, and I talked about this last week. We have a contraction of law and order going on right now. And it's going to keep up. And like talking about this domestic violence, let's make this a theoretical domestic violence thing. This is all a theory. Let's say that you keep letting this guy back out. Then one day he's going to come home and his domestic violence victim is going to deal with him. Going to deal with him. And they're going to call it, they're going to call it vigilante justice. The people who are trying to raise an alarm about this right now, because the left wants there to be more crime. The left wants there to be more victims. The left wants the victims to run to them and say, please stop this. And we don't care how many liberties we have to give up in order for you to stop this. Just take them all. But we want to be safe. We want to feel safe. In the interim, until that happens, if you raise the alarm about what this is doing to society at large, then you are labeled a fearmonger. Let's talk about Mary Kay Tibbetts in California, in Sacramento. September of that year, they accused police accused Troy Davis, now 54, of murder, rape, and malicious maiming of animals and arson after they broke into the 61-year-old woman's house, attacked her, killed her dogs, and lit the building on fire. He had gone free without bail months earlier on a car theft charge and skipped at least one court date before the attack. Sacramento police arrested him a day after the slaying and revealed he was also an ex-con out on parole with outstanding felony warrants. Dan Tibbetts, the victim's brother, told Fox News Digital that California's Propositions 47 and 57, which reduced certain crimes to misdemeanors and lowered the number of inmates in state prisons, led to Davis's early release. And yet, when you point these kind of things out, you're referred to as a fearmonger. Because what they're looking for is a complete and total capitulation on the part of America when it comes to their rights. They think that by doing this sort of cloud and pivot overwhelming of the system, you know, you have less police, you demonize the police, so they're not even showing up anymore. They're just phoning it in. I don't know what it would take for me to be a police officer, besides maybe being, 35 years younger. But there's no desire in me now to ever look at anybody going into that profession again, just simply because of the way they treat these guys. Military is that all of this stuff has become politicized. Has nothing to do with law and order. It has everything to do with driving you into submission to where you give up your rights. This, you know, the same people doing all of this stuff, these are the same people that want you to eat bugs, they want to cancel your gas stove, they want to force you into an electric car. They want to make every major decision you make in your life today. You don't get to own nothing, you don't get to have anything, and you certainly don't get to decide anything. You just get to exist and contribute to the collective. It's like an old Star Trek episode with the Borg. I do declare. But that's what that's about. That's what California is all about. And, you know, as, you know, California thinks everybody should be like California. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. No one's ever going to mistake Massachusetts as a pro-gun state. Just not going to happen. But there's one thing that, I have been not very closely affected by it, but I have been touched by it. both sides agree about suicide. Well, we sort of agree, because on my side, I sit back and I go, this is a horrible problem to have. On the other side, they go, well, we can just take that data and lump it in with the low incidence of, which we have a very low incidence of homicide in the United States if you consider everything that goes on. Unless you live in one of the inner cities and you're part of a gang that, you know, your major thing is drug dealing. Because 82% of all of this violent crime happens due to drugs. Unless you're involved in that, you're probably not going to have too many bad things happen to you. It does happen occasionally. Absolutely it does. It is not unheard of, but the likelihood diminishes. So, I look at suicide, and I look at why people commit suicide. People commit suicide for a lot of reasons. Most of the time, it's from some outside stimulus that is never, ever addressed. Something bad. In a young person, it can be bullying, it can be hazing, it can be a lot of things. That being a kid's tough. It was tough when I was a kid, and it's tougher now. As an adult, it has to do with what we're told. Like right now, the biggest demographic for suicide is my age group, my demographic, Caucasian men of my age. And that's because we've been told over and over again, unless you've done this by this age and this by this age and you got this much and you got this much going on and you're this successful, you're a failure. And all of that builds up over time. So, it would be nice if we could actually rally together to address this. In Massachusetts, right now they're trying to hold a lot of panels, and the folks that are on the panels are upset that the pro-gun folks don't like the anti-gun approach. So introducing a panel discussion on guns and suicide at Cape Cod Community College last Thursday, State Representative Michael Day of Stoneham said that Massachusetts gun laws have been effective, but are obviously far from perfect. And this was the first stop on a statewide listening tour, which that would be quite the novel thing if they actually did. And he's organized this as part of a review of the laws. Suicides account for 57% of all firearm deaths in Massachusetts. And 20% of suicides in the state are by firearm, according to the Educational Fund to Stop Gun Violence. That's interesting that they're the ones tallying this. The state's rate of suicide by firearm is among the lowest in the nation, according to the data from the CDC. Nationwide, firearms account for more than half of all suicide deaths. Now, Day declined to speculate on what specific changes in the law he was contemplating, but he told the Independent that the mental health aspect is one of the places that the Commonwealth needs to improve. And that's why he saw the subject as the right starting point for the tour. Now, why are we talking about gun laws when firearms account for just 20% of suicides in the state? And 20% of any demographic is a significant chunk of the total. It is still pretty damn clear that guns aren't the problem. If 80% of suicides are committed via other means, it seems obvious that the answer lies elsewhere. And I'm glad that Mr. Day sees the or acknowledges that the mental health aspect needs to be improved, but it still baffles me that he would argue that gun laws needed to be changed as well when firearms are only used in a smaller percentage of total suicide. And it sure looks like successful mental health efforts would do wonders for the issue of suicide in the state. But then there's this little bit that sort of bothered me. Barnstable Police Chief Matthew Sonnebend, one of the event's four panelists, said there can be a disconnect between gun licensing authorities and the State Department of Mental Health. He said during background checks, it's easy for an applicant's mental health history to slip through the cracks. If the information doesn't get reported or if the person got treatment outside of their auspices, they wouldn't know about it, he said, of the Department of Mental Health. So, once again, we continue to stigmatize mental health, barring people who seek help from their problems or for their problems from buying guns. And that's a surefire way to encourage people to seek help when they need it, to penalize them for doing so. So someone who doesn't want to lose his guns or his ability to buy them in the future might decide that there's no upside to going and getting help. Or at least not enough of one to warrant the risk. And there are people who are so disturbed, they get that sort of an inclination. But if you're talking about suicide, and remember, guns are only involved in 20% of the total in the state, then stripping gun rights from people who try to get help isn't the best way to encourage people to seek help. It'll drive a lot of them to try to seek self-help. And that usually doesn't work very well at all. And it may actually cause more firearm suicides. Segue a little bit before we head to the break here. Duke Nukem is at him again. Swalwell got out there. And no, he wasn't sleeping with a Chinese spy again. He's back into his anti-gun self. On Twitter, he goes, it's very simple. You're either here for the kids or the killers. Time and again, Republicans have chosen their side. And he was referring to the Michigan State University rampage shooter. This frothing rage is predicated on the idea that Republicans actually think gun control works. Why else would it be evil to oppose it? And it can be because GOP members of Congress believe that the right to keep bear arms is as absolute as they come or anything. And as Zachary Faria writes over at the Washington Examiner, they got reason to believe it wouldn't. But, you know, once again, a Democrat, a prolific one at that. I mean, you know, Swalwell is a... It's absurd that he serves in the House. we're looking at all this stuff, all these things that are coming out of it. There's a lot of things we're never going to get out of this. But for him to come out and throw that out there is just a little bit like sprinkling a fine mist of gasoline on the fire. Republicans are not with the killers. And they're not killing children. Their policies are not killing children. As a matter of fact, school shootings are a local phenomena, if you were to look at it. Because some schools have armed teachers. Some schools allow campus carry. You don't see them getting shot at. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is Karen Stone, USA News. This is a USA News update. We may never know exactly what U.S. fighter jets shot down over North America this past week. U.S. Northern Command says it's ending the search for remnants of the three objects brought down, failing to find debris in Alaska, Lake Huron, and Canada's Yukon Territory, despite systematic searches that officials say used a variety of capabilities. The EPA administrator and Ohio's governor both say if water in the vicinity of a massive train derailment tests safe, then people should have confidence in drinking it. But residents of East Palestine, like Eric Whiting, are skeptical in the face of the toxic spill. He told Fox News he's sticking to bottled water for now.
As a precaution, I have 3 young kids, myself, my wife, and I'd rather not find out months down the road that there is a problem.
This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to tell you something about military experience. Military experience is stupendous. Well, maybe not nowadays, but it used to be. And when I was in the military, I served in Europe for 3 years, and it was at the height of the Cold War. And we did not carry weapons everywhere we went. I was in communications, and even though I was in communications, I was in a forward deployed mechanized infantry unit. So because I was in a tracked vehicle, not only was I the driver, I was also the dismounted M60 gunner. So I did have to train with weapons a little more intensely than your regular commo guy might. As a matter of fact, I had to train and do a lot of things with the infantry guys that actually proved to be sort of invaluable as I went forward in my short military career. But we don't carry a weapon everywhere we go. So people in the military are not weapons experts. Right? And getting out there, and if somebody gets out there and claims to you, well, I was in the military, I was this, I was that. Even the special operations guys didn't walk around with weapons strapped to them every second of every day. They had to learn how to do other things too, like first aid and communications and breaking into things and making things work and hacking computers and all these other things. They had to learn language. They had to learn how to disappear. So there's a lot of things involved in the military profession, but being a expert on weapons is not, unless you're an instructor of a particular weapon. And a retired Marine Corps Colonel Craig Tucker, 25 years of Marine Corps service, combat experience, and military expertise, and he's using that now to deny Californians their Second Amendment rights. And he's doing it on a bed of verifiably false allegations of what the semi-automatic rifles of today will do and don't. And he's being compensated for this expert opinion at $200 an hour. He's a former commander of the Corps Regimental Combat Team 7 that fought in the 2004 Battle of Fallujah. And he filed expert testimony in Rupp v. Bonta, the case that California's Attorney General Robert Bonta is desperately trying to keep the assault weapon ban alive in California with. And that case was originally filed in 2017. In June of last year, the U.S. District Court's order was vacated by the U.S. Courts of Appeal for the Ninth Circuit and remanded back to the District Court, given the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which expressly forbids the court from using an interest balancing test to decide constitutionality of Second Amendment cases. So, while they're scrambling to salvage what's left of this unconstitutional ban, they decided they needed some help, so they needed to find them an expert. What better than a U.S. Marine? Colonel Tucker, who I don't know what field he was in. He supposedly commanded the combat team. But, I mean, listen, being a commander means that you are so organized and so administratively tight that you make your organization run like a well-oiled machine. That doesn't necessarily mean that you qualify expert with every weapon in your unit. As a matter of fact, it is far from it. You don't even get to touch some of them. And at his level, if he was a full bird, he might have strapped on a sidearm. Right? He might have strapped on a sidearm. And I'm not trying to impugn his character. You know, when I was in the service, we had not started fielding the M4 yet. We started seeing a few of them, but we were on the M16A2. And, it had a three-shot burst. Before that, we had the Mattel M16s that were had the fully automatic. And they were doing all of these things, trying to figure out how we could conserve ammunition and everything. We did a bunch of stupid things. And, it wasn't until I got my M60 that I really became a big dog. Now, that thing would put some hurting on somebody. But let's talk about what the colonel has to say about this gun. First of all, he points out one thing that I've said a lot about the M16. It is a worthless weapon in fully automatic. So, because we train primarily as a means of conserving our ammunition, because we have what we carry, we train, and the whole thing was the whole part of the way we were going to execute the mission would probably be in semi-automatic. So this is how he classifies the semi-automatic firearm as a weapon of war, because of the way they train with the fully automatic weapon in the military with the selective switch. But then we go from there to, and in this point, okay, I'm listening. Then he says a single round is capable of severing the upper body from the lower body or decapitation. He says the round is designed to kill, not to wound, and both the AR-15 and the M4 contain barrel rifling to make the round tumble up on impact and cause more severe injury. You just lost me, boss. You just lost me there. The reason the round tumbles is because on the round's flight, because it has a boat tail on the back of it, it is wobbling top to bottom. There's a little slight, it's not messing with the signal or with the path or anything, but it is wobbling. So when it does hit, yes, it does tumble. But it's not because of the rifling. Never had to do with the rifling. And in actuality, one of the reasons we went with the M16 is because it does wound. You can kill somebody with an M16 round, no doubt about it. But, I mean, most of the time you're going to wound them and in a combat situation. I don't know how many people you're going to kill outright, especially if you don't see them. And we know that for every person that gets wounded in combat, you're looking at anywhere between 3 and 7 that it's going to take care of him, and we take them out of the equation. They're out of the fight, essentially just because they're caring for their fallen comrade. So if we really wanted to be, killing it, we'd be using the 308 or the 300 Winchester Magnum or the 338 Lapua Magnum or the 50 BMG as a regular round, because those are all designed to actually kill what they hit with one shot because they have to go to something else. If the 5.56 were all that in a bag of chips, we could just put a longer barrel on M16s, and those would be the sniper rifles. The 5.56 is not powerful enough to kill a deer. The rifle barreling remark is very odd. And he's supposed to be an infantry officer. He also claims that pistol grips and adjustable stocks on rifles are especially deadly. He said, in my opinion, based on my military service, these features individually and in combination make semi-automatic rifles more lethal and more useful in combat settings, as described in more detail. And he passed out a little flyer. It also lends itself to greater control and more accuracy when firing, which translated, that means they're safer. He co-authored an article in 2017 with two other Marines, and this isn't the first time he's taken on lawful firearm ownership. They attacked the NRA for what they termed as engaging in shameless fear tactics, and they added, we believe that all of our civil liberties are worth defending for all Americans, including protection from use of excessive lethal force by those sworn to protect and serve our communities. And that's all rights except the full spectrum of Second Amendment rights, apparently. And then, of course, he goes into the fully semi-automatic nonsense. But, you know, at $200 an hour, California's getting a steal on this testimony. They're used to spending a whole lot more for a whole lot less. And the fact that it's moronic, and this guy can, you know, wrap himself in the flag, I'm a military officer. It's all for the optic, but it has nothing to do with expertise. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
One more time. One more time before we really get into the weekend, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Keith Olbermann has shown up again. What he should do is he should start his own show and just call it I'm Angry, because he's always angry. He got on Twitter. We're owned by guns. Only one thing will change that. We must have economic civil war. Blue states must financially starve the red states, the gun lobby, the GOP, the death lobby, and the crooked judiciary into submission now. Keith, you just proved a few things for me there, buddy. See, I don't go by the whole blue state, red state thing. When I was in that aforementioned part where I was talking about my military time and everything, when I was in the military, the friendly forces were the blue forces. And the communist forces were the red forces. Or the evil ones, right? They were the evil ones. So, by the whole blue-red thing, while we're sitting here going with this, the red states are the gun lobby, the GOP, and the death lobby. Plus, by the way, Keith, that's why that dreaded Commerce Clause occurs. I would love to see California get out there and do that, though. Because California is dependent upon other states for their power and for their water. So, yeah, let's go ahead and try to starve Arizona and Las Vegas, or Nevada, rather. Plus, Keith, you're getting old. You're looking pretty old, bud. He was the guy. He was on ESPN. He tried to be a political talking head, but he was way too angry and unhinged for that. Now he's nothing but a chronically unemployed former media hack who could never manage to hold a job for long due to his prickly personality and his spectacularly cantankerous, he had a remarkable resemblance to an orifice, let's put it that way. And since there's no one left who's willing to take the risk of employing him again, he now puts out a version of his old MSNBC show via podcast. He's probably reaching dozens. And like so many of the anti-gun left, Olbermann was very quick to jump on the do-something-hot take train reacting to the Michigan State shooting. But rather than clownishly calling for an assault weapons ban, because the MSU shooter used handguns, just like Sehun Cho, while sidestepping the inconvenient role that progressive criminal justice policies played in making the shooting possible, Olbermann, as always had been his wont, went further. A lot further. So, I can only picture this. Here's this old man. And I'm going to be 62 in a couple of months. Here's this old man staring gravely into his iPhone as he puts this crucial information out. We're owned by guns, and therefore there is only one way to stop the mass shootings. It's to suffocate the businesses that makes billions of dollars in profits off guns. To destroy the gun lobby, the death lobby, and the Republican Party that defends those lobbies and those businesses. And the only way to do that is an economic civil war. The blue states have all the money. They must starve the red states into submission, or another 600,000 Americans will be murdered in the next 10 to 12 years. If he's aware that an economic civil war aimed at crushing those with social and political views that he finds repugnant would have a not insignificant chance of turning kinetic, he doesn't seem to care. And there's really no reason to take anything seriously that this guy, this is a hack. He's a washed up crank. And he only has a very tenuous grasp on reality as he manages to shout out into the vastness of the internet via his iPhone. I mean, as you're looking at him, what you see is this closeted, bloviated, cardigan-wearing, and I wear cardigans. It makes me mad that he wears cardigans. But he's a bloviator. He has more self-regard than actual cranial capacity. To get out there and call for a civil war in order to finally put an end to the evil gun lobby and the trademark pending, and politicians that at least still pay lip service to the right to keep and bear arms. Now, never mind the assumptions that the apparently underly Obermann's anxiousness for an economic civil war are ludicrous. Of the 600,000 lives he claims would be saved by nuking the gun lobby, statistics show over 350,000 of those are suicides. And he thinks waging war to decimate big gun will prevent those. He's even more delusional than he looks. He also claims that the blue states have all the money. No, the blue states got rescued during COVID, right? All of their stuff went away. But because they got rescued and then they've got Biden as president, they're now in the hole again. But then you look at states like Texas and Florida, Ohio, Georgia, Tennessee, and others. They got money. Then there's the fact that the Civil War of 1861 to 1865 began with economic sanctions on southern states, which we lost 600,000 in that one. What America would look like if somehow only the government was armed isn't a concept his big brain can accommodate, and let alone the fact that it was something the founders feared more than almost anything else, and that's why they guaranteed the right. And the likelihood of his hope for economic civil war escalating into a shooting war is significant, and not one even remotely worth taking. Too many on both the left and the right have begun to talk in recent years about another civil war as if it is some sort of an inevitability. And they seem to assume that it would be concluded very quickly. And I think it would be concluded very quickly, but it would drag out. And because we would not actually wage the war the way war is supposed to be waged, which is by attrition, because we would not do that, then, it would probably drag on for a long time as the insurgents stayed in place and continued to dog us. But it is definitely something that should never be taken lightly. That kind of talk is very, very bad. Historian and Civil War expert Alan Guaislow, he said, there's no civil calamity greater than the two words civil war we have in view today. Not plague, not a depression, not even war itself. And it is my earnest hope that no one listening will take those two words into their mouths without anything except a sense of horror and revulsion. The American Civil War was short-lived, but its consequences for the country were terrible, and continued to affect the generations that followed. And Americans have endured one civil war, and though by the standards of civil conflicts of world history, ours was comparatively brief. You know, in China, theirs was 20 years. The English Civil War of 1642 to 53. Civil wars are a very long, drawn-out affair in most cases. But this is why Guizlo warned of those looking forward to a future of an American embroiled in civil war, adding that we must never let those two words pass. That should never be said lightly. Now, Olbermann, I'm into the whole Japanese thing. I look at some of the Japanese culture, and I'm very fascinated with some of the disciplines that are involved in it. But Olbermann, one thing that I've never been on board with is the ritual of seppuku, which is what we refer to as harakiri, which is ritual suicide by disembowelment with your own sword. And he's done this with his career many times. He's lost all of his prominent platforms and virtually all of his audience and any shred of credibility he may have once had. And he's mostly just a punchline now with a podcast and a Twitter account. But it is a little more than, it's very disconcerting to hear anyone, even as washed up as he is, announced that the last best solution for the social, political, and policy pathologies that have resulted in increased violent crime in America is to wage war against those on the other side of the spectrum. And, it is like Olbermann have no idea what it is they're wishing for. If they were to get it, my grandfather had some very sage words of wisdom. The problem with squirrels is you could never let go of them fast enough. That is the Civil War. It would be the squirrel. I have some things I'm going to go do right now, so I will be back with you next weekend. And between now and then, stay awake. Stay aware. Pay very close attention to everything going on around you. Do not become a statistic. Because those of you that do things like I do, you've already taken on the responsibility of being your own first responder. That's what makes America unique on the planet. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.